When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, you're coming right in the Q-in. What is it you're saying you're up to?
I'm a bit quiet, just working it. Working it.
You wonder he needs you cryo chambers, isn't it? Yeah, inflammation in certain areas.
I can get that thing to calm down.
Oh, how we doing, lads? All right?
Good.
Very well. Oh, rough for the day. I was out with Tam Cowan last night. What a guy, mate.
Where were you?
Done a night with Tam at Blackfriars.
Right.
Funny, mate.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
Tam, get a chance. He's on next month. Go and see him. Tam, incredible. Brilliant.
When he engages
brilliant
with the crowd.
Aye.
I was shiting myself at first, but he was brilliant. Brilliantless.
Shiting us, texting me.
I know.
Well, he slagged me. Like, well, I need to come up with stuff.
Oh, were you a bit panicky?
I said one thing for sure. He's going to slag you.
Of course. Future no funny.
A wee bit.
I've done that. I fell Mars once. Oh, jeez. It's the worst feeling in the world.
What, like after dinner?
Oh, fuck. Trying
to be funny. Just tell your fucker stories. And then, look, you just comes out naturally.
I had a shite career. You laugh. Can I tell football stories when you've had a shite career? Do you know what I mean?
You've made a podcast out of it.
Aye. Let's be honest. Right, what's your story? Died on your arse?
Oh, died massively. Up at Kirkcaldy. I thought I was a kingpin. No, I'm running
fat. Aye, that was lack of preparation. But you just thought turning up.
Are you talking about the manager's Joe Burren after dinners?
No, just done it. What happened was I was actually in the audience, right? And the people, Kirkcaldy, Wraith Rovers, come on, tell a few stories. Mate, oh, fuck me. I think I had too many fucking... Cinzano fucking beyond.
That's it. I mean, that's funny. It's don't have a wee swally.
I was steaming.
Oh, well, that's...
Were you?
Sometimes that can be a
doubt.
Believe it or not, it's come for me, sometimes you're better up there sober. No,
I says to him, do you always keep your glasses on when you're shagging? And he says, ask your mask.
You shouldn't go toe-to-toe with Tam, shouldn't you?
No.
There's only one winner.
Never, ever ask him a question because there'll always be something back that you can't answer back to.
You see the crowd are roaring laughing. I'm sitting there like a wee guy like that. Fuck, guys.
But see, I told you this before, but come on, see after it. Right. I couldn't fucking sleep for 2 nights and I went, I made an arse myself because... Obviously, a couple of babies, and you think you're funny, and you're no, right? You're chasing a joke, you're never find it. And I phoned Tam, and I went for lunch with him, and he sat down, and I says, look, there's a couple of stories. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. He's funny as
anything. He's amazing.
He is incredible. You've done it. I've done one.
And he was like, sitting through the back, waiting for it all to fill up. And he's like, listen, I'll just go up and do 10 minutes. And then after the 10 minutes, we'll get you up, you'll be done in an hour. Tam was up for like 4 or 5 minutes and he didn't take a breath and it was a joke every single time.
Aye.
It was so funny, it was brilliant.
I done a gig and he was still going at 1 in the morning.
And telling jokes or something.
1 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Oh, you're safe to say that, he's not here.
Friday night at 10 o'clock and he was still going.
He's incredible.
But the guys in the crowd were trying to get after him and he was just slaughtering them.
Your mum was telling you about that one.
he gave me the... I don't know if you boys know the St Andrews Boxing Club.
Aye.
I don't know why, right?
Did you do a gig there?
I was guest owner, right?
Aye, you didn't need to talk though, did you?
Well...
You did, aye.
Tam, you're back to Tam, so you're sitting there.
Is that with Keevans?
Have you been there?
Aye. Right. I've done that.
Well, Keevans, it wasn't Keevans, it was
Tam
Morrison, wasn't it?
But Keevans are organised, he goes to all the...
He does now. He's a big part of it. And for some reason, I was guest on her. Don't know why, right? They must have ran out of fucking celebs at that time, just went, phone them. And Tam was there, and he gave me the best bit of advice, because I was a wee bit like you. I'm sitting looking, they're all sitting there. It's a Monday night. They're not bathing, really.
right? Because Maisie and I were up for it, and I'm looking, thinking, fucking hell. So Tam turned around and says, look, I'll go up, do a wee bit, introduce you. I says, what will I do? I says, what? He went, tell a story. He says, and if you don't get a laugh, sit in your fucking arse. And be pure luck. I told her story, got a laugh. I done two or three, bang, sat down. Because it is nerve-wracking, isn't it?
It's fucking hard. You did them, didn't you?
Aye, but it's to a certain crowd. I don't have a drink most of the time when I go to Durham.
Oh, I don't know you could do that sober, mate.
But it is, by the way, it is nerve-wracking. You're right.
Oh,
but
why?
The thing is, I go up initially and I don't try. And be funny. Just well, I enjoy it. Like, do you know something?
I like mine still.
Do you want to know what I enjoy? I try and get up first, sit in my arse, and then enjoy listening to the rest of the guys. Because it doesn't need to be the comedians. Even the guys that are telling, like, you're up telling a football story, I'm sitting engrossed in that. I love all that.
It's good, isn't
it? Aye, magic. Great.
Talking of football stories, how is that, mate? Your boy is fucking flying, man.
By the way, before we get there, fucking what about Ryanair? Get a grip, man. What about their landings? I went four flights, right? So it's two to get there, two to come back, two with Jet 2, EasyJet. Beautiful landings. Fucking Ryanair, I'm smelling now. On boom! Fucking honestly, that's what it was like. Unbelievable.
Didn't get
a grip, aye. But I know I
did. A few quid go British Airways or something, mate. Your boy's a millionaire.
No, I always look for a wee deal in getting there. Aye, I like to duck and dive to get there. Different
things, right, mate.
Fuck that, I wouldn't even watch. I'd watch him on telly.
Oh, by the way, he's going to the top, mate.
Listen, the two games I watched, he played very well. He's playing at a real high level. A wee change in him as well.
Mentality?
Aye, you know, because when I go there as a punter, a fan, and I think I'm allowed to be critical. Players, you know, even his end players, oh by God, he's not having it.
Is he not having it?
He's sticking up for his teammates.
My dad was like that.
Was it?
What, Kane, all the boys you're playing with?
Aye.
I'm not Kane. I'm trying to be constructive.
Me, I was the best player that's ever played football.
But I'm trying to be constructive a wee bit, you know, but he ain't having it. He's sticking up for him, and it's like, I'm getting a stern now.
Aye.
Oh, he's like, I'm going, but I'll keep, if I believe.
Who'd you give a bit of sell the big striker?
Oh, not a, but no, I like
him. Transformed him.
I like the big player. I think there's a lot to be a lot to work with there. He's raw. He does something. He just wants to be do a wee flicks and tricks. But see, he just does the basics better because he's got.
I know he's Coach Fergie.
That's a guy who got beat 82 for fucking smart.
I know.
But by the way, I bet your boy goes on going, by the way, fucking excellent. Zunra manager's up there slaughtering you.
But you're just looking to make them better.
Of course, the standard. That's what I go, he ain't having it. He's sticking up for his boys.
What, Motta's fucking Jesus?
Motta started talking to you in Italian just to confuse you.
Oh, by the way, get this, man, we're out for it, right? So, my boy's Scottish, talks Italian, and sings in Spanish. We're coming back for a night out. Well, not a night out, but he took us out for a meal. On the way back, he plays all that mad music and all that. And then he starts singing this, like, I'm going, that's not Italian. And I'm going, like, what's that? And he's singing in Spanish. I went, how do you know the words? He went, I just listen to it all the time. And
what surprises me, you know the difference between Italian
and Spanish. But, you know, I know a wee bit, and I know that when he's talking and he plays some of that music, but
it's about time
a song comes on and he's singing in Italian, I'm going, singing in Spanish, so I'm like, wow, what is that? He's not, by the way.
I've seen his wee video in Italian. Italian's good, isn't it?
Aye, he's... Nah. It's even when you go into a restaurant, you just sit back.
And he just orders
everything. He just does the whole shebang. Aye.
What did you get for food?
It's a kind of pasta and steak. That's what they love that. But steak's they love nice. Their bread, their oil. They eat so much bread, it's unbelievable.
And they're not that fat as well, it's mad, isn't it?
Aye. And I've fun making a wee place just down the road for his bit. It's halfway between his flat and the park, so it's mere marking of prices. Aye.
Oh, you've got too many fags. Do you come back with?
I'm half the fags. I'm onto the ice cream now. Stratatella. I'm a changed man. Aye,
are you half the fags for Lent?
I'm half the fags. By the way, I'm pumping into a few churches, chapels. I don't know what they are. I just go in sometimes when I need a wee breather.
A breather for what? Them fuck all.
Be walking about.
The ice cream.
Are you going to remember?
I'm going to do ice cream. He's getting on his something
else. I'm a bit like you. I've got.
You're not fucking like me.
I am a three women in my life.
About me.
And my two granddaughters. I'm a wee bit different for you, but it's different when you're out there with them. But my granddaughters, which I love, they love the games. I thought they wouldn't be into it, but. Isla, who's what, 8 going on, she'd be nearly 9 now, she loved it, she loves it, she goes to the game. But watching Blake, who's only what, 15 months, she's brilliant.
She doesn't know what's fucking happening to
her. She does. She still engages with all the fans and all that.
Got a fucking brilliant. Strip, my friend. I get, home strip on.
To keep me calm, Carol passed her to me, and I was like, I can't have to be in. No, when the game starts, I said, fucking chucker or something.
You
where are they in the lead now?
Fourth or fifth, that bit. They're doing really, really well.
Total football as well for Mota. Yeah,
they play good stuff. So I enjoyed it.
And your missus was up for 4 days, Daz, enjoy it.
I really visit.
Fine visit.
Still recovering.
She enjoyed it. Surprise visit.
Up for what? To London, she stays.
What's that?
She's in London.
London, aye. It's the only way a marriage can survive, mate. Live in different countries. That's
who does she fly down with?
Train. She comes up in the train.
Was it a train?
Aye, she are.
I might try the train.
She'll come up in EasyJet or something.
You look a wee bit nervous. Are you alright?
I'm a bit worried. I'm a bit worried where this is going. I don't know if she watches.
I hope no.
I don't know if anybody else watches.
What did you stay with the 4 days?
Fuck off, my glory.
Were you still fasting?
Oh, shit.
The breakfast, or were you getting
a wee bit? No, I'm still fasting. I don't eat till about 12.
You must have burnt some calories then, eh?
Oh. I was burnt out by Saturday.
How long, are you going to the Cairo Chamber a day?
Yes.
How long for?
Four minutes a day, mate.
On your own?
Bit of inflammation. Oh, on one.
Just sticking the big man in, shutting the door.
Bit of inflammation. Away you go.
Imagine I just starts
a big chop.
Rest his body out.
Fucking
a glory hole in the Cairo Chamber.
That is unreal. Right, we're going to go to Motherwell Vasselli, but what were you saying about the big boy Bear? What was it you like about him?
Good player. Good player. I've got him. He's in good
form. Brilliant.
He's in good form.
You see why? You know why he's in good form?
Incredible.
He's improved.
What would you put that, didn't I?
I don't know. He's might be doing a lot of stretching. Good
family member.
A good family.
Fucking
going to be in some trouble.
Motherwell would usually dread this visit with Celtic. This recent form game, a wee bit. I hope they can get something at Fir Park.
Celtic's recent form?
Yes.
Aye. Well, I think that they tend to do well. In the games like this anyway, I think that Stuart Kitwell always has them organised, and I think that the players are more switched on. Like the goals they get away are so soft. When they concede, they're so soft. But I think in these games they're obviously more switched on. You look at the goals they lost again last week. Just basics. Yeah. You know, the gap between Mugabe and Casey. And you're not leaving it just for anybody. It's like the in-form striker in the country, Lawrence Shanklin, doesn't need too many opportunities, does he? And then the second goal, I mean, there was a complaint for a foul. Come on. Just defend the situation. It's brilliant for Vargas. It's actually a brilliant goal. Gotcha, I think it's just the lean into him, the touch and the finish. So I think that in these games, I would hope that the mistakes are limited, and Motherwell can go and get something.
You got it? You did it?
Aye, doing the game.
I've been invited into a box.
Have you? Aye.
Goal viewer, huh? Can't wait. Hospitality, nice. Good at Fir Park.
Never had it.
Oh, have you known that? Yeah.
You're invited more than me.
That's terrible.
Are you behind the goals?
I don't know where it is.
The Cooper stand.
Where would I be?
In the Cooper stand.
Is it?
Oh,
brilliant. Wind and dine, full damn it, can't wait.
Celtic fan?
No, I'm a Celtic fan.
Aye, you've been the away end. Cooper suite.
I've been in my house for a couple
of years. No, the Cooper East.
I mean, I drank.
Hey! I'm facing the Cooper. Where the away fans are?
Where the away fans are, huh? Are you the same? Can you see Motherwell getting something this Sunday?
He's bang on the money. He's like,
of course he is.
Performed really well, haven't they, this season, in terms of their performances, but they just... Lewis like kind of soft goals all the time. You know, even for set pieces, you think, but it comes down to individuals, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, he can be on the training field, working with them, you know, organising them and all that. But until the defenders get a wee bit more savvy about them, I mean, that goal by Shanklin, you know, there's no, and I think you spoke it, did you speak about it in the sports, you know, whatever? No even any contact, don't know. No even, it's so easy for them. You can't allow guys like that. But it's like being second boys in the box, you know, one. No, they don't win the first one. They don't win the second one. He must be pulling his hair out, Kettlewell, because he must go out that over and over. But, it must
you
be
have your set up, and if you're going to go zonal, which is fine, it's a wide free kick, you can't have a big, massive gap. And there's no way the manager's saying, leave a big gap, and see, especially if it's Shanklin, don't even bother trying to win the ball.
The goals at Fir Park, Faddy, as well, what, the guys are tapping them in for like three, 4 yards out, unmarked, you know, which is, it's incredible. So if they're just caught ball watching, they'll lose their man, bangs into the back of the net.
What amazed me was the start up until last week. Outside Rangers and Celtic, they're the top goal scorers.
Motherwell are, wow.
Motherwell were a top, you wouldn't have believed that one, you know. Now they've won, what, 2 league games in 23 or something. Mm-hmm. Top goal scorers outside Celtic Rangers.
So it tells you defensively.
I think Celtic will perform on Sunday. I think they've got to, because I think, look, Rangers have got Hearts Saturday. Hard game, right? But Ibrox, Rangers are flying. I know Hearts are in great form. Shanklin's been different class. But if it's a 5-point gap, Celtic can't afford to go to Motherwell and lose him, and I think they'll step up.
Even take away Rodgers, the manager, but even in that dressing room as a group, they can't be happy with each other. So you would imagine they would have got after each other. Like the McGregor was, he had a wee meet.
Aye.
You need that. The captain needs to pull rank. He needs to get them together. You know, get the coaches out the way, get the manager out the way, and have it out with each other. You know, sometimes you need to do that. And in our day, kind of, it was we would go out for a night out and beat the shit out of each other at the end of the night. That's what we did, because we sat, we'd have a bevy, we'd have a go at each other. Sometimes it'd get into a wee bit of fisticuffs, but then that was gone. It was done and dusted. And I think they knew why they need to do that in the dressing room. They need to air their views, clear it, and just go on.
What do you think's going wrong with Celtic on the pitch?
It's just partly the style of football that Brendan Rodgers wants to play. It allows teams to get back in, get into their shape, and deny them space in the final third. But it's one paced, isn't it? It's too many boys sideways. It's just when you compare it to Postecoglou, they were explosive, weren't they? They came out the traps, it was dynamic. Celtic are anything but at the minute. And plus, with the results not going their way, just that wee lack, that confidence, that lack of confidence starts to seep in.
I think the style, but the players, like some of the chances they had when they're keeping the ball and going side to side to play it forward, forward, and they didn't do it. Take a risk. Like you spoke about Postecoglou, and everybody mentions the style. There is a definite difference in the style. But if you think back to games where you would never see any of his teams like slowing the tempo down and dropping deeper and trying to draw a press. It was always keep going. Look at the game earlier with Spurs earlier in the season. They're doing 9 men and they're defending on the half line. Everybody, because they want to keep going. So the mentality of the players, they've went ahead so many times this season, been called back, it's got nervy, and then the nerves kick in and you're maybe taking an extra touch. There was a passage we done it last week in Sports Scene where Kamarnock were pressing, it was great, but the ball was bounced in, it was rolled back, it was whipped around the corner to Joe Hart. You're inviting the press, you're encouraging that. And then after the game, Dennett McInnes says, we let it go to people, we were happy to have it, then we go and press them. Fair play to Kamarnock, but a Kamarnock team got to Celtic Park shouldn't be saying, leave him on it and we'll go and press him. That shouldn't happen. So there's a mix of having the players able to play the way you want to play, and the manager's obviously instruction, but the first half they play well, and they're playing at the minute where they'll either play poor the first half and better the second half, or good the first half and poorer the second half. They need to get a level of consistency of playing.
Do you think the atmosphere as well contributes as well? That starts to feed on the players. It does. I think it does.
You're a Celtic player, that affects you.
You feel that. You do.
Well, there's
you feel there's a discontent. you start to feel that. You do as a player. I mean, sometimes when a wee back when I was at Rangers, I mean, you'd have felt it, you know, at times. You feel there is a wee bit of pressure.
Yeah.
They perform, they win games, they do it in a bit of style, and it's not going your way. You start, you hear the murmurs. If you don't,
they'll not be used to it either because they've had so much success in the past 2 years.
So it's something totally new for them, and it's how they deal with it. And at the minute, they're not dealing with it pretty well.
Yeah.
So that's where, that's how they need to buck
plus,
up their ideas.
Plus, they've got Rangers and winning, just a winning machine at the moment. So as much as people say, you get the interviews, we focus on ourselves, we look at a result. Of course, you're checking the result, or you're watching the game if it's the day before or the day after. Of course, you're aware of it. So you know then there's merit at stake, but these players should be able to deal with that.
Deal with that, yeah.
They should be able to deal with, right, there's a challenge, we need to be at it. And if they're no, then, you know, they're going to get punished. Kilmarnock are a very good side. Look at some of the, as a team, brilliant. But to go and press and go into a 4-4-2 and be brave and commit bodies forward and go and chase and get the equaliser and then have a chance to go and win the game. Fair play to Kilmarnock.
That's a good point you make, because they're used to winning. They're used to be in the, maybe in the comfort zone. Now they're out of their comfort zone. Let's see how you deal with it now. And that will tell you everything about them as individuals.
What do you make of the Ida Kyogo partnership? Will he stick with that, or do you think he'll go back to a midfielder in there?
I'm Kyogo through the middle all day long, right?
Up top, sorry.
All day long, right? But to be fair to Brendan Rodgers, I think he had to change it at St Mirren. I think everybody agreed with that, right? And he changed it. Kyogo scored 2 in his last 2 games for that position, right? But does it affect O'Reilly? I think he's blocking the spaces.
He still had chances though.
I know, O'Reilly. I know, but
he's still getting forward.
I think me personally, I think Celtic are better when they're 4-3-3, right?
What's that?
I like that for them. I think they can go and dominate games, especially in the middle of the park where they're very, very strong. Kyogo, I can totally understand it. When he drops him into 10, he gets him involved a wee bit more, gets him thinking a wee bit more. Because if sometimes he plays up there on the shoulder, he never fucking kicks the ball. Mm. But see, he's a striker. When I played, I couldn't, honestly, didn't care. I never cared about kicking the ball, right? As long as I scored. That was always my mind, score a goal and fuck the rest of them, right? That was selfish, because that's what you've got to be with a striker. And I used to just play up there all the time. I would never chase fullback.
Who was your partner?
You sound like the worst fucking player. Never chase fullback.
Who was your strike partner?
Brewster.
Well,
Brewster.
He loved all that stuff, didn't he?
Aye, big Craigie. He would drop in there and try and be the fancy dancer. But even if it wasn't him, I would never, I always believe going away for the goal, I'm thinking, well, I can't hit the ball that far. I've got to be as near as the goal as
used to get used to playing it, and this is as coming back with playing two strikers. Used to then have a relationship. So they they can't have one now, Ida and Kyogo, because they've not been doing it long enough. But he would know. He's not chasing him, I'll need to do it. Or he'd drop in and know that you're going to read his flick-ons, or his hold-up play was brilliant, Big Brewster. So you would have played as a partnership.
Paddy Funny, I think St Mirren or St Johnstone or something, we're playing away from home, and he drops into the middle of the park and he gets back to go, and I don't know, it's just natural stuff. He's just big, nice boy. Even if you get beat 5, that's a big high five.
Fuck off. 5-1, you're high five in a minute, as long as you score.
I'd done him like a kipper in the PFA thing. It was a fucking, I should never have done it.
How did you do it?
Well, I'd won it the previous year, right?
Just player of the year, sorry, for the league.
Player of the year for the one that Fraser, the players.
Aye.
Right. Okay. So I'd won it for the championship. And the following year, Brewster was brilliant that year, right? But I think I bagged in another 33 goals or something, right? So I'd done 35, 33. Right, I was prolific, mate. So,
no wonder all the energy you had. Just sat there waiting for the ball to come to you.
So what happened was, obviously, I don't think I'm winning that again, but I'm no gone, right? So I got a phone call by the secretary at PFA, and she says, look, we'd advise you to turn up. She says, what do you mean? So there's 4 nominated for it, and Brewster's one of them. So I says, right, okay then. I says, obviously, fuck it, I've won again, Hannah. So I was in Heatherston and all that. You know, but the dressing room was fucking mental. I went, come on, boys, come here. I says, look, I've won this, but I tell Big Craig that he's won it, right?
Bro, that's the greatest.
I don't
like this already.
No, I didn't. I like it. Keep going.
I didn't like it. Yeah. I still don't like it. Right. So the boys have told Craigie, look, Daddy's got to come support you and all that. He won it last year. Blah blah blah. You've won it. We've heard that you've won it. So Big Craigie buys 6 tickets for his mates and everything. Right? He's got a fucking big, he's got a minibus and everything.
That's a Dick on. Campbell hanging at his kind of.
Mate, I'm no kidding. On. So we all used to meet at Joke McStay's and get in the minibus. So he turns up the kilt and all that, right? He turns up full shebang, right? He's all right. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, we need to tell him. And the boys are going, are we fucked, right? So we're in the minibus. And joking, no, that's going, yeah, we're a big man, oh, it's got to be a great night. Have you got your speech? You got your speech? Craig, I have fucking great, you know, and I'm going, by the way, you deserve it. You've been fucking
great. We've got to tell him, right, you deserve it.
Right, so he's all the way. So he sits at the table, championship nominees, player of the year, blah, 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 and the four comes up and all that. And the winner is, and he's sitting there, right? Mate, I'm no kidding you. I went like that, Craigie. I looked to her and smiled. I went, you were second, right? So, so you know how you win the fucking whatever it is, so I goes up and to rub salt in his wound, I pulls out a speech, right, and I starts doing my speech and I went, just stopped. And everybody went, fuck, what's going on here? I went, that was last year's. So I goes back and when Craigie's no talking to me, right?
Hey,
and he's my best, he would not talk to me. So see the we went out and know how you go into the nightclubs after it, and I'm still walking about with this thing. And I turned around, I went to go to the toilet, I come back and I said, where's my fucking trophy? Boys like that. It's where they're mangled. Big Craigie's smashed it against the wall. Oh, fuck you. Oh,
brilliant, man.
But I'll get back to we're talking about partnerships, and he was brilliant to play with, and he dropped off, and I made this, I can't even remember to this day how I made this. I just peeled off and I tried to take a centre half away. And he turned and he hit it, control, and he hit it in between the two defenders. And I ran on and fucking put it in, right? And I always remember the thing going, how did he know where the fuck I was? And the run I was making, because he was back to goals. But that goes back to we never ever played and trained together, right? Never ever, we never worked in it, we never done shape, we never done walking through, plays, striker drop them off, never. It was just a connection.
He's watching you and he's understanding your runs.
You used to have to know what your teammate
done
was going to do by watching him.
So going back to your point, don't think you'll go, see, I couldn't have done that, right? I'll make the run because I knew how to play as a centre forward on strike on defenders. But drop me in there and ask me to take a ball and know that where the next one's got to be. It wasn't my game.
So see, on that, where do you, in a Brendan, I know you would think Keoghan actually is a number 9, but in Brendan Rodgers' system and how they play, where do you get the best of him?
I'm playing on the shooter, innit? You know, and
never put the ball in the side.
That's the issue, innit? That's the problem.
I think with these frustration with wide men, you're going to struggle. Because
they don't put balls
in. Movement, it's early. Like, exactly what you're saying with Brewster. He knows you're going to make the run before he's controlled it. So he's thinking, if I can get this under control and knock it in behind, doesn't it be perfect? Just in behind, he'll get it. So with Kyogo, if you get it wide and deliver, or get beyond that last line of defence and deliver, you know he's going to get on the end of it. If you pick it up midfield, it takes somebody short, he spins in behind, the defenders can't see him. His movement's that good, but they're not playing it quick enough.
But is that ingrained in them just to keep the ball?
It looks like instruction, doesn't it?
Yep.
The wide men come back. We spoke about this last week.
They come back.
They're no creating. So when I played, I was guilty of taking touches and wanting to beat the man again. And the strikers must have been like,
but where were you doing it?
I know, but it's almost like it needs to be perfect. So sometimes you're thinking, I've not really got that half a yard. I'll need to go again to get a better half yard. But before you've done a ref have done that. The strikers move maybe four or five times and he's gone, you're going to just put the ball in the box. So when it goes out there, last year Kyogo could make his first run knowing that once he makes his second, he's free and the ball's coming. And if he misses it, the other wide man's getting in, Jota or Maeda. Now it goes out and he's going, make the run, touch, touch, back, out the other side, I'll make a run. He does the same thing, it goes back, they lose it. And then you're
then
not getting
you tend to switch off as a striker and going,
I'm not going to get this.
The other thing you're not, Daz, but you don't see the striker getting after the wide man.
Exactly.
And going like, hold you, I've made the run. Get it in. Mm. You don't, they're no willing, I think, at times, to fall out with each other. Sometimes you go to fall out with each other. Let them know, I've made the run, I'm expending all that energy. Aye. Put it in there.
It's not even falling out, it's just let them know.
I know, aye, you know what I mean? Just
going to deliver it. Give me one. Just give me one to go and attack. Or when you get, if you're going to peel back, once you, like Palmer on the left, wants to get inside and shoot. He's not wanting to get inside and cross or find somebody. He's wanting to get in and shoot. Well, that's fine. Kyogo says to him, take a half yard, shoot to the back post. He knows he can make his run in case he doesn't get it right and put it in the back of the net. So there has to be an element of the players talking to each other and saying,
of course,
give me something. Give me something to feed on.
There's been a lot of anger online towards Rodgers. Some people on your show calling for his head. You go along with that?
No, not for me.
At what stage would it get to that?
If he loses the league, I don't think he'll be there.
Really, does he?
I think he'll be away. I don't think
his decision or the club's decision?
I think a wee bit of both. I don't think he'll survive that. But we opened the lines on Saturday 5 o'clock. Every Celtic fan come on want it at him. Because the boys are talking their style of play, everything like that. Brendan Rodgers, to me, still, I know right now the Celtic fans aren't having this, but he's still a top manager, right? He's still a very, very good manager. It's things working for him, but that could click on Sunday. Yeah. You know, Celtic are too good a side, they've got too many good players. I think everything gets looked at, this recruitment, this wingers, this X, Y and Z. They're missing Carter Vickers, obviously a big player for them. Now, the argument on the other side is Rangers are missing a lot of good players as well when they're still performing. But I think Brendan Rodgers is still the guy they know, right? But I think if he doesn't win the league, then I think they could be a partner of the way.
See this style of play, was this the style when he was first at Celtic? Is that a similar style?
He's a very possessional guy.
Possession based, but they've done it a wee bit quicker, a wee bit sharper. It just looks methodical, doesn't it?
It used to be that teams would sit in and frustrate them and make them go side to side, but there you look at Kilmarnock going to Celtic Park and actually going, go and press and press, and the triggers, you know, if a striker comes across to the fullback, whatever, and they go and press as a team. So they've got belief they can actually sit back and defend, or they can go and put them under pressure.
But you know, the players sometimes, Faddy, right? I'm fed up. Because see, nowadays, everything gets pointed at the manager. Everything then goes manager all the way up, right? And they're the ones that got all the criticism. Right, Kilmarnock's goal, right? Let's just go with that one. Everybody is absolutely doing the boy Burnaby, right? Absolutely doing him, left, right and centre. Did he have a part to play it? Of course he did. Terrible defender. Right, I look at where the ball comes from. Let's even get back a step, right? And I like the boy. He made his 100th appearance. I couldn't believe that, right? Ralston. Mm. Ralston walks out and stands 10 yards or 8 yards off him, puts his hands behind his back, and allows the boy to cross the ball. So, right away, that's not Brendan Rodgers.
No.
Brendan Rodgers, isn't he, saying, look, when the ball goes to the wide players, fullbacks get out there, stone off, and let them cross it in.
Yeah.
That's taking responsibility as a footballer to go, I'm not allowing that cross to come in. And then if you put it back, you're saying, I'm not allowing that ball to go over to the wide man. So, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of breakdowns in it.
That people, but do you know what I think, Daz? These guys were doing that last year.
Well,
so does that then come down to the manager?
No, because
these guys have performed so well for
years. I don't care who you are. I don't think a manager tells Ralston to go over and stand 8 yards off a wide player.
He's not been asked to play a position. He knows the role. When the ball's on its way out, get out and stop the cross.
It's schoolboy stuff.
That's my point with you, with Kyogo. It's like, and I know you're saying don't fall out each other, but you've got to get after each other.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, but you don't always need it. It doesn't always lead to an argument, but that's probably the way it is modern. Somebody saying, put the ball in. Oh, you having a go at me? modern day, but it can be just saying.
What can replace Rodgers in it?
I was going to ask you.
At the minute, no, I agree with you, but you've said there about that. But if he doesn't win the league, there'll
be a way, Jack. You go with that?
I think that's what he's been brought in to win the league, a team that was winning and doing well, and to be better in Europe. So if you don't do that, then either the strategy needs to change, or they change the manager if they don't win the league.
How good would that be if you're a manager sitting there going, don't win the league, I'm going to go.
4 years though.
Fucking pay off.
Fucking thinking, our manager at the minute has done no bad over the last couple of years.
Who?
Sack.
The last couple of months.
You
brought that to Michael Beale. You gone for Michael.
Imagine the dough he's made.
I feel for him.
I
feel
for
him. I think
you feel for him.
Why? Because
tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Searching for the perfect gift idea for that hard-to-buy person on your list? The Allbirds Wool Runner is a natural fit. The Wool Runner is super cozy, super comfy, and super giftable. It's made with ZQ-certified merino wool, a naturally cozy material that offers next-level comfort and a lower environmental impact. The cushioned midsole and versatile design offer all-day comfort in a classic style you can wear every day, even in a winter wonderland. And its fully machine-washable construction makes it easy to keep your shoes looking like new. Allbirds shows off the Wool Runner's carbon footprint right on the shoe so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset that carbon footprint to zero, making the Wool Runner completely carbon neutral, so you can stay cozy and tread lighter on the planet. This holiday season, give tidings for comfort and coziness with the Allbirds Wool Runner. Discover your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
You could always see he's a shadow manager. I call them shadow managers. He walks behind Gerrard and everybody.
What about that Twitter thing that came out?
Oh, that's unreal.
Plants right in my fucking heat now, because we were told under Gerrard he was the brains behind it. Was he behind that then? Was he putting that out on Twitter? Was he the one that's saying, oh, he's the one that does the tactics. He's amazing on the grass and all that. Great salesman.
That's why I don't feel sorry for
him. No, because
of Twitter?
No, because
I have little things.
He's manufactured himself into this.
Is that such a bad thing?
No, it's not.
And but, a fair play
but if you go and put yourself in that position, the way that everybody was like, what a great shout for Rangers manager based off 15 games as a manager.
Bad.
Never.
No,
you said that.
And see, can you go back to that then?
And then you listen to the stuff that he spouted, by the way, and all that. And then you listen to Clement, play night and day.
Because
he's a con man, he's a salesman.
That's why he's so raging, and he's called
the guy. And that's what he done. Because the other thing was, when Gio was. But because it was when Gio was in the manager's job, then he's in the Loudon Tavern the scenes. No, the snake man, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's not the way I would work. It's no the way you should work.
I'm pretty sure about that. The boy was a man.
I think there should be a far more respect. Far more.
You definitely had a Twitter account. Everybody's a
there should be more respect.
It's no fair game.
There should be more respect. There should be more respect for the guy that's in the job and everything. And I totally agree with you're saying the way he's manufactured that.
He'll go back to being a coach now, won't he?
I can't understand this. He's a great coach, right? Every team I've seen him managing.
Football shite.
I've not seen anything that's a great coach, right? Yeah. I know that somebody inside Ibrox, I'm not going to name who it was, said.
Oh, it doesn't matter then.
How did you know that Michael Beale was a great coach? He says, because he told me every fucking day. Right? And that's true. Right? But what I'll go back, I agree with you with the Loudon thing. I thought that
that's
was
shocking.
Horrendous, right? But Michael Beale, it's not Michael, Rangers employed Michael Beale, right? You don't walk in there and go, I want to be a Ranger. You get employed with Rangers.
My reason why I don't feel, it's no nice when managers lose a job, right? But for the reason being, he shouldn't have got the job based on his CV, and it wasn't good enough to do it. And then his recruitment this summer.
There's a million managers like, look at Ian Cathro at Hearts. I stood and watched Ian Cathro actually shit his trousers at Ibrox. And I mean, it was a nightmare.
That was somebody.
Trousers on, I could see it run down the back of his legs.
That was somebody thinking, this guy's a brilliant coach, he would make a good manager.
That's what happened
Michael, and not wasn't it? Michael Beale pushed himself and promoted himself to being this, I'm the man, I'm this, and I'm going to do that, and he didn't deliver. And then he gets a Sunderland job, does the same thing, and doesn't last. So I just think he's done well to get the jobs he's got. Your point, well played. He's got two jobs that he shouldn't have got. He's got two good payoffs. He'll go back to being a coach and doing what he's supposed to be.
But see, to be fair, a lot of players did come out and say like he was a fantastic coach and he'd done basically everything at Aston Villa.
But that's not the same.
We've done under a lot of coaches that put on great sessions and you enjoy them. And if he's good, fair play to him. No good managers, clear to see.
But see, putting on a drill and like taking a player for one-on-one and driving a standard, there's two different things. It's two different things.
Coaches and knowing what's right and what's wrong.
And being able to go to a manager and the manager saying to you, listen, do what you want in training, do what you want. The manager hammers a message. What's acceptable, what's unacceptable. And if you've no got that, then it's not, however good you are as a coach, it's not going to work. If you're no, you don't always need to tell the players straight, but if the players sense a wee bit of it's no quite right or it's no genuine, the players sense it and that's it. That's it.
I shouldn't even.
But the reason reason his sessions that were probably so good is the fact that Stephen Gerrard's standing on the side as well. So players will buy in at the session because it's Stephen Gerrard that's standing watching you.
See to me, I've done management. Coaching's the easiest part of the game, right? See if you've got all day long. If you've got a good knowledge of the game, and you don't coach for yourself, because coaches coach for it, right? Yeah. See when I walk out on a pitch and I used to have an assistant manager and fuck, I brought an experienced guy in. Oh, Jesus.
Who was it?
Ian Monroe.
Right.
I remember Ian Monroe.
Right.
But I brought Ian in and to give me a bit of experience. I was 34, turned player manager, went, I'm going to get experience in, bounce off. Because you don't know, because you've went for a player to coach manager type thing. It's fucking completely different job. And Minnie he knew the game inside out, but to me, just coach for yourself, right? Fucking, let's get fucking 40 cones going that way, red, white, fucking yellow. Let's get the black, orange ones going that way. I used to go, if I was a player, would I enjoy that?
Right.
And I wouldn't, right? So I think coaching's the easiest part of it. Michael Beale failed because he couldn't do the man management thing, right? Yeah. The highlighted the... He brought his players in for punishment. He took the day off. Right.
Did he?
That's
supposedly it's
unknown. That's
fucking brilliant. I'd have phoned him, Zoom, and all that. How's it doing, boys? Just sitting in a cafe here. Oh, yeah, and I read.
No, you'd have been like, how'd you know I wasn't in? You weren't there.
I've heard a story about a manager in the West of Scotland again. I'm not, you would never name him, but he doesn't go to all the games either. He's loaded, supposedly, but he doesn't go to all the games. So the assistant manager takes a lot of the games. Right. So the boy says, we're getting beat 3-0 one time and we all came in at half time and the manager's, the assistant manager's phone's gone off. No, the boys' phones are gone off. The manager's writing in the group chat, what the fuck is going on? He's not even at the fucking game.
He didn't go to the game.
Didn't go to the game sometimes. He just writes in the group chat, what the fuck is going on? To all the boys. That's incredible.
I get slaughtered at that for every director of football. I took it Monday to Friday, never went to a game. Never seen the replay.
And sacked the manager. Yeah, mate.
I was sacked
your mate.
Rangers
have got a proper manager in now and they're flying. Is the one team that can maybe stop this unbeaten run? Hearts. The way they're playing just now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, their next two games.
Hearts and Kelly.
Kelly, aye, they're massive. But see, because Hearts are at Ibrox, aye. I fancy Rangers big time. I met Shankland the other day there in that Zara, walking about the way in that. Again, I don't know what I was doing in Zara.
See, when I'm in Zara, I feel too old.
In the floor,
I just come up to me, I go, what the fuck are you doing in here? You know?
What did you buy in Zara?
Oh, nice wee talk, mate. I'm trend.
It has to be new that Clyde One's on YouTube.
YouTube,
you can see him.
You start off.
You used to have the Hugo Boss and all that. What's going on?
I've got all that. I'll lead it for later. But you know what I like is you start at the beginning, oh, you're on YouTube and you buy some nice clobber and that. Day after about three, fuck that. You come in like you.
He's only got about 2,000 viewers. Maybe like. I know. That's what Shankland said.
Oh, very nice. Got very, you know, played it very low key, you know, talking away with kid. And I'm looking at him going, you know, I admire that boy for what he's achieved and how he's achieved it.
Yeah.
Because like, he could have been easily out the game. He could have gave up. He could have fucking, you've been dossing about. Now look at him. He's a certainty to be on the plane for the Euros. He's unbelievable, and he's changed his game for me. Aye. Incredible.
A few managers have helped him in the line as well. Aye. I think Ian McCall was good for him. As well, at United, you know, spoke very highly of him, worked with him. He kept telling you, Collie, you know, what a good player he is. If he just get his fitness and
he's as animated about Shankland being the best striker in Scotland as he is about Michael Beale. The opposite.
But I asked about this on the podcast this week, is this the best season anybody's had outside the Celtic and Rangers?
No yet.
No. Who did you beat?
Higdon had a good season. Higdon, Van Veen last season.
A good end of the season. Done 7 days up in the fucking Fells.
Well,
I was a player of the year.
You know what I mean? I felt like saying, mate, I'll put your handcuffs on and save you any hassle later on. Me as well.
Do you got every fucking award to do?
Who?
Why
only
you
when I was winning them. I don't go to them now, but oh fuck me, man! I was a disaster written all over it.
Was it? Oh,
you could see that coming.
He was nervous and.
Oh. Was that the one Big Rory went up at Peterhead as well and was giving it all sorts? Were you there for that one?
Oh, I was there for that
Big
one.
Big Rory was caning everyone, wasn't he?
Oh, fuck me, man!
I don't know.
Anybody else you can think of a good season inside the Celtic Rangers?
It's a goal she scored, isn't it, Shane? Sorry, different goals, isn't it?
He's still got a way to go. Catch Van Veen and.
What's he on 18 at the minute? 18, Nick. What is he?
What did Van Veen get last year?
And that's an
unbelievable
26, 27. 27. And you could argue that was a struggling side, but a kind of middle of the road.
Yeah. But I know you talk about goals, but he's all round play now. Shankland's incredible, isn't it?
Like Van Veen. Van Veen's was like that as well.
Was good, yeah.
Shankland's went a different.
Aye, hasn't he? He's kicked. It's all came together at the right time. 28-year-old.
Like what an incentive he's got though, because he's got the Euros as well. So the motivation's there for him. He's obviously taking the pressure. Because every week people are like, right, what time Shankland's going to
What's the first thing you think I fucking try to blag?
Off of him?
Tickets for the Euros.
By the way,
imagine that. Never spoke to him.
First thing you got in the track.
Like a big man, yeah, tickets for the Euros. He's like, I don't even know if I'm gone yet.
I didn't even think he would know how he came out of me, and I'm blaring away to him. The first thing I thought, well, I may as well get in early. You know what I mean?
I fucking right, mate.
Oh, go to blag.
They're flying just now, Hearts. Can you see it's been a tight game at Ibrox?
I think Rangers might win that comfortably.
Are you doing
it? Aye. I've got a wee feeling about it. I know Hearts have been doing really well, but I just think that where Rangers are at the moment, you know, and the confidence surging through them, they just find a way to win games. But I think this is a game that I think that Hearts will I think I'll struggle a wee bit at Ibrox. I really do. If they take care of Shanklin, I just think if they get on the front foot, they get an early goal, I think it could be a comfortable afternoon.
What do you like about Rangers just now, in terms of how they play?
They adapt, don't they? They're so adapt. I mean, you look at the game last weekend on a horrible surface, so they know that they're not going to play 5, 6, 7, 8 boys for the back, try to get out. They just get it forward a wee bit quicker.
Getting the job done, isn't
they? That's it. Yeah. And I think he understands that. He keeps it simple, doesn't he? Come on. He doesn't kind of complicate it. It looks like that's the message he gives to the players. And that's it. It's all about winning a game of football. You know, it's not about always, oh, it was a scintillating performance, we're brilliant, but we drew. No, he's only interested in winning and how he win games of football. And if a performance comes with it, albeit, but I just think on Saturday, because they know it's a big game, the position they're in, they've just got their noses in front, I think it'll be tight.
I think that's just my opinion.
But what I'm saying is, I'm not getting ahead of myself in terms of the league and that. It's listen, it's quite rightly a lot of Rangers supporters have got a smile on their face, but there's a long way to go. They're a wounded animals, and which you were touching on, a lot of good players in that dressing room, so do not count them out.
He also looks like he's got his recruitment right as well, didn't he? Because Diamande and Cortez are like good players, don't they?
I like Cortez.
I like Diamande. An engine.
By the way, terrific goal, wasn't it? The good thing is for him is he's changing six players, right?
And he's still, every game.
Right. I don't look at Rangers and think that they're blowing teams away.
No.
I think if you look at Ross County, yeah, they had the most chances they've had in the but they gave up a couple of chances as well. They're known how to win games. Right, they know how to win games. Fergie's right. Going up there, you're thinking the first thing you think of McDermott Park's the pitch, isn't it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
First thing comes in your head, oh, might be difficult pitch. They find out they know how to win. They go and get goals at the right time. Same at Ibrox. They're no blowing teams away 4 and 5 nil.
They're solid, but
they know how to win. And they away look, from home, their defensive record's incredible.
Aye. Mm. They look confident and comfortable. Like teams are going to have moments where. Potentially going to be attacks. They just look. They look really confident.
Takes you back to like Walter Smith's side. Mm. Walter side's never blew teams
away. Amazing football.
They just won games of football. Aye. That's
what about that?
An app pitch in itself.
What's that? Their pitch is so bad.
The weather's been terrible, isn't it?
Well, there you go. There's a lack of investment. Do away with VAR. And put that 120 grand or whatever, put it into the pitch.
It'd only been 1-0 at the weekend if it was Navy.
I know, by the way, I know, I heard you. Hey, you were quite right. What was the big fella on? You were quite
right. I played there in the semi final of the League Cup, and it was the exact same.
Is that as much of a rant as you've had?
Probably.
Aye. And you're quite right.
Oh, with the VAR I had. Sorry.
I don't know what Craigie was thinking, man.
But I watch it every week, and managers go, aye, well, that went against us and this, and I've not seen it. I have. Cause
I don't read
and
papers.
If you've no,
I don't
say anything about it.
Aye,
but generally, if something happens in a game, before VAR, obviously, when I was playing or coaching, let me see it, because if we've been done, I'm going for it.
Yeah.
And if it's the right decision, I can't say it.
VAR goals, aye.
I don't know if you can say there are no penalties for that.
Do you know how we can see it? Because he didn't see
it. He needs to be careful. He's getting a bit serious again, isn't he?
He needs to go back to being chilled,
beige,
didn't he?
Beige and chilled.
Just get the beige chillers back on. Or he can get a shot.
Listen, I know you're not a fan. It's not the VAR.
Soiled.
No, it's the people using it.
Soiled.
Just quickly on Shanklin, does he start for you at the Euros?
He comes into contention now. He has to.
Oh, he goes.
No, I'm
saying start.
So start, oh.
I would say that
I'm not so sure he'll start. But
I'm not sure Steve Clark will start him, but he definitely
would comes into
contention. Well, you know, if he gets a chance, he's more likely to take it.
Mm.
It's just does he fit into? I think he could play the way that Scotland play. And
is he better than Dykes?
In terms, finisher.
It's the finishes. It's sometimes you need something off the cuff. Mm. You know, is he going in his locker? Absolutely. Is Dykes? I don't think so. Aye, but he leads the lines.
Is he on the channels as well as Dykes? Probably not.
No.
But you look at Scotland's success.
Yeah, go or not. Yeah.
It's been midfielder scoring because the striker does the.
I don't think
you wouldn't have been able to.
No, it's selfish.
You wouldn't have been able to play the role where you just run about and everybody else scores the goals.
Selfish Joe here.
By the way, you're having a shocker on this Coombe. I know. And you're also having a shocker because you said there's no way Livingston will stay up and you're going to have the hottest wing.
Are you
starting to change your tune?
I can't believe he missed that penalty kick.
A terrible penalty, wasn't it?
What about the chance he missed an all?
Right at the death.
Nah. By the way, Tavernier's the only person in Scottish football can fucking score it. Okay, he gets plenty of fucking practice, but can score a penalty kick. How bad did people knew at penalty kicks?
The death is
a penalty.
And then,
what?
Did you ever take
one? I won the semi-final, one in the British Cup.
So you took two?
Scored?
Two goals and scored the two, aye. But, there is a bit of pressure on them, but come on.
Nobody kicks it hard for penalties in there.
Well, I was at that game, and see, after about 20 minutes, I thought I was watching a different sport. Honestly. And because I'm sitting, I'm going like that. This is a bit brutal, man. I'm going like that. They'll just say the ball was coming back, and I was just going, fucking woof. And then I thought, because I'd been watched the last couple of games, then I was like, I need to get a grip here. This is Scotland.
But you like it? You like that direct football?
No, not as much as that.
But what was brilliant
was watching Davey, because it meant so much to him. He needed that big. And quite rightly so.
They'll get pumped us.
By the way,
who have in Ross County?
It's 23 points. You said there was no chance that they'll stay up.
Nah, they're still.
No, for the first time, you've peaked too soon.
Gang, sir.
Can Ross County look like they're better under Dunkerley? They do.
They'll be better, and they'll be better.
Terrible. But look, he's going to have to take time to try and build the confidence back up and find a way. Away you're playing, it's for me. The first thing is you're hard to beat. Be hard to beat.
Livingston weren't the great.
No, St Mirren
should have wiped the floor with them.
Aye, but St Mirren.
I'm fucking. I can't handle spice. It's too spicy for me.
He's an angry wee man, Tony Stephen.
One of their punters ran down the tunnel. After he got across and he was going down the tunnel, one of the St Mirren boys. There's a few of them are all mad. Because I just lifted my head and all the stewards were running down. I'm going, what's happening there? I says, they're after a supporter. He flew as if he was after Robinson. Flying down the tunnel.
Wild. See Ross County. See if Livingston were to go ahead of them, would Ross County maybe change their mind and bring a new manager in? Or do you think, regardless, Cowie will be at the end of the season?
I think they might get relegated, right, in the playoffs. And I think he'll stay the man.
Playoffs.
But even if they get relegated?
Yeah. Aye, I wouldn't be surprised at that.
Right?
Aye.
They're doing their brains up there with Matt. They don't know what they're doing. Uh-huh. They're all over the place. So I think they'll just stick with him.
Where do you sit on it with Ross County Livingston? Who do you make favourites to step? Who would you make favourites to step? Who would you fancy?
I still think Livingston will go down.
Well done. And that's beat the wings with me.
I think, in regards to Saturday's game, I think County will win that.
Do you?
Aye, I do. I know it's like you're thinking they've got that victory, but it's our first one, in 18 games, and on the performance, I mean, they were lucky. You know, you're right about the chance at the end, the penalty kick. They started.
Say, how were you at the game? You're working for BBC, mate.
Well,
for the enemy, huh?
I'm sitting there going, what the fuck? He's
I take to
Italy.
Games.
He's went to Italy to watch his boy and then decide it on the Saturday. I'll nip along to fucking Livingston St Mirren. Think all about that.
But St Mirren had mastered the play. It's when the game settled down, St Mirren were a better side. But they just weren't clinical. They were really good.
Big boy up top's a handful, weren't he?
Kilty and the boys at Tanzer doing the left hand side, they were really good. It was just,
he's got a great left foot.
Tanzer's good player.
Brilliant. Puts in great deliveries. But the
I need a big turnaround this week, boys.
I think Livy will finish second bottom.
You think so? I mean, it wouldn't bother. I like Davy Martindale. I always have. I love that statement to come out, we'll come out swinging, you know, in my fight to the dead. You could see that in his team.
But wait till they get beaten Saturday.
No, he was saying that because that's what he was talking about, swinging.
But the end of the day, it comes down to the quality,
doesn't it? I think Livingston. I think
you know, Tesla. Just swinging by.
You look at Levy, 17 games without a win. And they won a game and they're three points behind the team in front of them. So it's all right saying you think they're doing and they've been written off. They've managed to get that win. Look, this game at the weekend's massive for both sides. If Livingston managed to get a win, go level on points, then you would expect it. I think if Livingston win at the weekend, they'll stay up. They'll still be in the playoffs, but they'll stay
up. I think County have got a wee bit more up top. That's my reasoning for that. Because Nubly, again, he started kind of up top with the boy, is it
Yenge.
But then he drifted back into a wider area. I just think they're maybe a wee bit, they've got a bit better quality up top, County. That's my reasoning for that, thinking that way.
All right, mate. Big games all weekend. Fight for the top six. Dundee at home, Aberdeen. Hibs play Dundee at home. Aberdeen travel to Kilmarnock. Kenny Miller said on the podcast he thinks either Aberdeen or Hibs will miss it on top
six. Aye, one of them will miss it.
You go along with that?
Aye, I'm not happy.
And who do you think it would be?
Not happy with Hibs.
I don't know because two of them struggling, obviously, to win games, struggling for consistency. I think they've got every stat's the exact same. Wins, draws, losses, goals for, goals against.
Is it?
I think it'll be a fight. With one of them will make the top six, but the other one won't.
And what about the penalty? Devlin.
What one? The two of them are penalties.
One with Devlin? But
what is it they're saying? It's the shirt or something, is that right?
Bollocks.
It's wrong. The thing is, like,
how can they not get that right, Faddy?
Exactly.
They go to the ref and VAR. Come on.
So this isn't, because obviously the cameras catch it, so VAR catches it. It's the person that decides. I don't know what he's looking at to decide that that's not a penalty. I don't know. Normally they would say natural position. It's no unnaturally bigger, but he actually moves to his right and sticks his left arm out to catch the ball. It's a deliberate handball.
How many weeks are you gain it before you've got to look at Neil Warnock and go, I can't fucking listen to you anymore?
Are you at that stage? Yeah.
Fuck. I'm by that.
What is it you don't like about what he says?
Is it a manslaughter one as well?
Manslaughter was brilliant. I like it.
Fucking hell, man. He's up playing the game.
Intention.
You know what I mean?
Is there any case that
my retirement fund game? Is it all right there?
See what I'm saying about Don Kiwi? Is there any way that you think Neil Warnock could get the Aberdeen job in the summer?
I don't think.
Who? Is there any chance?
He could get the job in the summer?
Neil Warnock? Not a chance. He'll not be in
There is a chance he could get it from me, but I don't think he will.
No,
I think that they're using this time. You would hope to get the right person in. Look, the right person, but to do their work and get somebody in that they actually want. He's done quite well. He enjoys it. He's having a great time.
He's having a jolly. That's what it feels like. Come up. He's wanted to try Scottish football.
You have been moved away from Paran. You stay there and I'll send the money.
That's what you do.
I know. You said that's a success to a happy marriage.
I'd be great if you're Aberdeen manager as well, wouldn't it? She's down south, you're up there.
Is there a case that both of them could miss out in the top six when you look at Kelly's form, Dundee's form, St Mirren's form?
Well, they could, because Hibs are woeful at the back, aren't they? So they're always going to concede. So it's how many goals they're going to. They need to have a shootout with the. The opposition are playing.
Aye, there is.
So that's an Achilles heel. They just don't look secure at the back.
Yeah.
And that's a horrible feeling. I don't know. I always felt a horrible feeling when I played the midfielder, knowing that the guys behind me were going to concede.
The goalie's hopeless. I don't know what's happening.
It was nothing to do with you at all.
Then you start to double up. You get out of your fullback, try and help them out.
By the way, Mark Wilson tells a great story about that, right? They play Inverness. It was time Celtic lost. Inverness beat them. Lenny, wasn't it? And they get back down to Celtic Park, and Chris Commons has just signed, and Lenny's going off his head, and gets everybody in the dressing room, and he says, "Right, like you say, come on, fucking own up, man up. What's going on here?" Chris Commons is hardly in the door, right? Chris Commons to them. I like to say so. See, they fucking four there. They can't defend. They're fucking homeless. Right, Mark.
shyness.
By the way, in your day, somebody would have, imagine day, somebody would have hooped you, right?
The boots would have jumped through in your direction.
He's hardly in the door. I'd have been last day. Last day back in the day. You don't hold me back.
I've said it before, but Dundee and Kelly, great season.
Aye. I think we're still in the top six. There's one spot up for grabs. Dundee, Hibs, Aberdeen. I think, obviously, Hearts. Kelly, St Mirren, and one more.
Do you know the difference with Kelly for me? Right? And I said it on Saturday during the game. The one thing they've got now is they've got options that can come off the bench and get them some.
What a squad he's built.
Subs are incredible.
That's what I'm saying. And it proved right at the weekend. He's just got a good blend now of good guys that can come off and turn games for you when you need a goal or you want to defend.
Have Aberdeen and Hibs got that the players that can come off the bench and make a difference?
I think Aberdeen have got a good squad. I just don't think MD's used it right. And I go with Warnock as well. Look at the last two home games, they're fucking losing five goals. Right, this is a wonder manager that's coming up and sorts everything out. I think he's still a wee bit to go. Hibs, I agree with him. I've watched Hibs now for two seasons and I'm no one in management coach, and I sit there and I look and think, why would you not sort out your back? Because you're right, Faddy. First and foremost, be hard to beat because you've got good players middle of part forwards that can go and win you games. But if you have to score three every fucking week, you're not going to do it.
Is that not what McInnes has done?
Aye.
Yeah.
With the back.
Very started.
Good foundation. Solid. And then he's added
Dundee as well, Derek. You think of Trevor Carson, Shaughnessy, experienced boys at the back.
I love the fact that we Tiffany come in and scored. I love watching him last season with Partick. I think they should interview him there as well.
He's double wide, isn't he?
Aye, I love.
Did you see Zach Rudden the rave game?
Have you seen the one of the two?
It's amazing. Is that after that?
I'd like to get them on this.
I loved that. I actually recorded that and I kept watching.
A short podcast.
It would be. We need to we'll talk about the championship just quickly. What a game that was. Friday night, wasn't it? Dundee United Roof. Really enjoyed it. Who's going up? Who's going up the championship?
I don't know. Wraith they took a big dip, didn't they? Dundee United.
No, they'd just signed Ashcroft for Dundee as well.
Dundee
have loaned them three players this year.
Right.
And obviously, they're going up against Dundee United.
Aye, who wanted Derby?
You're up at Kirkcaldy. By the way, I can't believe BBC gave me a mention. Were you there at the time that I destroyed BBC? That's part. Oh, fuck. Were you? Oh, fuck me.
I'll need to tell them so you don't get a mention again.
Oh, by the way, the wee boy, no wee boy Colin, wee engineer boy.
Never
spoke to me for about fucking 3 months, right?
He's the nicest guy in the world, I know.
By the way.
Until you. Mate,
he wasn't that day, I had a head to head with him.
And that's how I'm saying until.
Oh, right.
Kelly meets Gordon Dale. Have you had an argument with him or not?
We can't. No, well, brand new.
So I've until he meets one guy?
I've some other.
I've never seen. I thought I was
don't
going
muck
to end
about
up
his equipment.
A square goal. Oh. Listen.
Is that? Don't why touch his equipment.
Why are you touching people's equipment at fucking 60 on?
Understand.
You're twiddling knobs and all that about.
Wraith are playing Aberdeen at Starts Park, and I've never been out and moan. I used to go to the games, and somebody would come there, set up the gear. I would have a cup of tea, go up, and then on the cans, and away you go.
No, you didn't.
So I arrived at Stark Park this day because I'd been up on the Friday night. I wanted a wee excuse. I went, I'll do the Wraith game. But you need to eat yourself. No fucking brag. Give me the fucking kit. Right? I'm away I go with my kit. I'm up on the Friday night having a jolly. No, I like it. Right? Saturday, I turns up. BBC are doing their full live show at Stark Park.
Right. Correct.
So they're all sitting there.
Very professional.
Oh, it was fun. There must have been about 12 with them, right? So Av goes up the back of stand, gets a kit out, fucking cables everywhere. So Stevie Cowan, remember Stevie Cowan played with Av? No, Aberdeen.
He works for
Stevie Wright.
Worth or something.
So big Stevie's sitting
good lad,
there.
Stevie.
And I say, Stevie, what? He went, he says, I don't think MD's using that, just plug it in there. I went, sure, he went, I know we've done. I take the plug in, right, and with my plug in, I'm off, and I turned round, right, everybody in the BBC turned round, I fucking put them off air, mate.
Aye, he's turned the, I know.
Right,
And I'm sitting
there. Do you want to know something?
I can hear your life and stuff.
And I was there. I was there. We turned it and I went, oh, fuck's sake. It's Daz.
And he went mental.
So
he comes up, right? And he starts, and he's the nicest wee man in the world. But, and he starts giving me what for. So I start giving him it back, right? So they took, I'm going, what are you fucking on about? Fucking, you've just put us a fucking heresies. Everybody.
He took his love out and went,
honestly.
And every Willie Miller that I lot were all sitting watching this ding dong.
See, I think you've done that a couple of times.
Oh, fucking terrible.
When you were doing that, when you were out yourself. I just got like pulling something out.
Put them out there for about 6-7 minutes.
Did you?
They were live on the BBC of all Dazzler, and you go, ah, fucking, I'm sitting jolly going, ah, I can hear you. It's easy.
If it was only Miller, you'd have done a favour, man. Right, Coop.
You're not mentioning Bruni's goal.
Oh, Scott, I mentioned that on Monday. What a hit. He has got that.
I just wanted him. Even sitting watching it,
it was brilliant because you're watching the game. We're in the corner where the Rafe fans are there, and there. And
what a turnout! The fact
if Rafe score here, this is going to be amazing. And then what a goal to win it with!
What a
nice guy,
great guy. What a time for him! Right, Coop, you're at the bottom, Daz.
I'm going big this week.
12 points, Faddy 13, Sai 18.
We're 18 points, mate. You need to get everyone right.
Which is possible.
But if you get everyone right and he gets everyone wrong, he's ahead of you on goal difference. So you're still sitting bottom.
So you're still here.
You don't count goal difference.
Ah, you do. No, you don't come here and make your rules.
Oh, don't just plug your equipment into somebody else's stuff, mate. Right? You're eating a wing and that's it.
Every new goal for it, I'll go the opposite. Just to make it interesting. All right?
So you're definitely the guy as well.
No, I can get out.
He can get out.
Or can you?
Thanks to my assistant, Big Kev.
It's highly unlikely.
Played a blinder. What a man.
2 hours of eating wings, mate.
Right, you go opposite for me then.
I'll go opposite just to make it interesting. Who are you going, Kelly Aberdeen?
I'm going to go draw.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Aberdeen then.
I'll go Kelly.
Kelly. He's done you a favour then.
I know you're waiting for me going Kelly there, aren't you?
He's like, shit, I need to take Aberdeen here.
Well, I'm going Kelly.
Kelly, right, okay. St Mirren, St Johnston.
St Mirren.
Right, I'll go St Johnston.
St Mirren.
Hibs v Dundee.
Hibs.
I'm happy to go Dundee.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go Hibs.
Draw. I'm going to draw.
Faddy.
Who did you go?
Dundee.
Because there'll be goals in that game.
Come on, Faddy, you need to be brave in this game.
Do each.
No, well, I want to try and.
He's going tactical.
He's went totally opposite, so well, Hibs I might
home.
Get out of it.
Hibs at home, mate.
We're eating wings, mate.
No, you're trying to catch him. I'm helping you out here.
I'm going to go Hibs. No, Hibs.
Rangers, Hearts.
Rangers.
Right, I'll go Hearts.
Rangers.
Ross County, Livingston.
Ross County.
I'm happy to go Livy.
I'm going Ross.
Are you?
You going Livy?
I'm going to go a draw.
And last, Motherwell v Celtic.
Celtic all day.
I'm going to go Celtic.
I'll go Motherwell then.
I'm going to.
I know, how about you going?
You going?
I think Motherwell got a draw.
I thought you were good.
Draw.
Boys, sensational.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.